All right, the time, is that working? Okay, all right, we're ready to go. Good evening, councillors, staff, ladies and gentlemen. We wish to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land we are meeting on, the Yuwid people. We would like to pay respect to the elders of the Noongar Nation, past and present, who have walked and cared for the land. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contributions made to this region. So I declare the meeting open at 7 p.m. We have one apology, which is from our Manager of Development Services, Peter Stewart. He's on annual leave. And we have no approved leaves of absence. Do we have any disclosures of interest from anyone? Nope. Okay. That brings us to public question time. Sorry, I thought I was missing the announcements bit. We did have one question which was submitted in writing, so I'll read out the response to previous public questions which were taken on notice. It was from Clint O'Neill of Bindoon. With regard to agenda item DS02-09/21, the background information to council recorded in the officer's recommendation related to the previously unknown and unmapped confirmed ancient buried river discovered, tested and professionally reported in 2002. At the site of the authorised constructed water supply bore makes this claim. Shire records show that this assertion has been consistently retorted. The Shire would be fully aware that it undertook its own due diligence examination of the presence or otherwise of the reported confined ancient buried river, professionally reported in the Shire commissioned trial water survey and Maryville bore hydrology. Worley, GPX, 1st of September 2003. Within that report, page 7, the authors make the statement, the existence of a paleochannel groundwater resource is an encouraging sign for the future water development potential within the Shire. Paleochannels are major aquifer resources for many communities in Western Australia, and their existence in the otherwise laser-like terrain of the Turin Shire has not been documented before. It's my understanding that Council and the Shire are required to exercise a duty of care when making statements and recording information that may adversely impact an applicant, more particularly in circumstances where unsubstantiated views and opinions are contrary to a documented material fact. The Council gives consideration to striking out and removing the sentence, Shire records show that this assertion has been consistently retorted from agenda item DS02-09/21 in the recorded minutes of the council meeting for the reasons stated above. Question one. The council gives consideration to that statement I just said. The response, council does not have the power to change an officer's report. Council officer reports are merely to provide information to council in a balanced fashion. Council decisions are the true position of a local government. Question two, amend the officer recommendation for reasons of accuracy to read after road reserve, PIN 11680758, being centred at 300 metres east of the Chittering Road Amusha East Road intersection. Response, this suggested amendment will rely on a councillor proposing the amendment and council resolving to make the amendment. Question three, to more reasonably reflect the officer's executive summary. The council gives consideration to amending condition one to read the consolidated easements in gross relate solely to enabling continuing access to existing authorised works and new water supply works. The amended condition one is consistent with the consolidation of existing and proposed water supply works referred to in the officer's report. Response, this suggested amendment will rely on a councillor proposing the amendment and council resolving to make the amendment. Just as a side note, we did actually amend the motion to reflect some of those points when we had the agenda forum and Mr O'Neill was present there. Do we have any other public questions? Yes. Clint.
Okay, you'll hear me anyway. Mm-hmm. Parasites. I'd like to just briefly touch on parasites. We have a councillor using this language in relation to a community organisation, which I think has a negative impact on the role of elected members and certainly lowers the community's respect for all councillors and their ability to make decisions based on knowledge and research, not lies and manipulated views. And some of what I'm going to say is for the two more recent councillors. I found in the past that when issues come up in relation to an organisation, no one kind of contacts me to actually find out what the issues are and if they're true or false. So I'd like to tell you that the committee members of the CTA meet every month where they record their hours, and unlike councillors, do not receive and should not receive any financial return. Councillor Curtis, of whom I'm obviously aiming these questions to.
You can't interrupt.
Councillor Curtis, like all councillors, apart from those in the lead, receives on average $1,000 per month, but I would suggest may not work the same hours as I do as the president of the CTA. I would also like to point out that for several years I've represented the Chittering community and elected to the board of Avon Tourism, which as former chair, I'm currently in the process of winding down. But Chittering has been a part of Avon Tourism Inc. In all of these years, I attended meetings in Northam in my own time, my own vehicle, and with my own fuel. This is what I choose to do for my community, as do all of the volunteers in our community and every other organisation of volunteers in Chittering. How dare Councillor Curtis be so ignorant of the work of volunteers and community organisations? So I want to ask each councillor, one by one, do you believe that it is appropriate to call a community organisation parasites? Thank you.
If I could just say, this was actually an internal email that was sent to councillors only. It wasn't sent to the public. So by way of coming to this meeting and mentioning this, you are making it public. I had already spoken to Councillor Curtis and I had objected strongly to that wording and Good. Explained the etiquette of email, that you Yes. shouldn't add additional people in to a response. So we had already dealt with that in-house, and it wasn't made public, and I'm sure that wasn't the reflection of the view of council.
I think I take your point, but unfortunately, not only could I get that information under freedom of information, which I didn't, obviously, but also those emails are not confidential, and perhaps you can have some discussion on that, and perhaps the CEO will guide me or you on that matter, but in fact I sought information, or in fact that information was sought and it is not confidential and it is available to the public, particularly when it's damaging to an organisation.
But so if that I had would not like have been made public, it wouldn't have been damaging to the organisation.
Well, it's going to be damaging, all right, because our members will also hear about it and would have heard about it anyway. Thank you.
Now, that's enough, Councillor
Kearns. I'm still asking councillors if they agree to a community organisation being called Parasite. No, Thank you. I know that Councillor Curtis does.
Well, Councillor, thank me. You. Okay. A parasite is someone who's got a host, and you're hosting from the Shire for 30-odd years.
Okay.
You come up here, you're supposed to ask a question, not bloody random.
If I could move on.
I think that's enough said.
So again, to clarify, particularly to the two more recent councillors, I'm sure I've mentioned this to other councillors, and most of the community know that some choose not to believe it. About the financial issue of the lease of the post office, and in previous years, obviously the CTA also leased the visitor centre section, but it has not received financial assistance by way of the lease for 30 years. In the earlier years, the CTA, well before my time, paid a lease. And certainly there was a period where a peppercorn lease was paid. And a financial grant of some years was paid to the CTA for the Tourism Promotions Officer. Never, ever, ever, ever has money gone to the post office. Please understand that. It's never gone to the post office. It's been isolated in a separate account and it paid the role of the TPO, which is the same position that the Shire now employ.
So do you have a question? Because this sounds
Councillor
like a
Curtis, through the chair, however you want it. You can answer if you like. How much research have you, to Councillor Curtis, how much research have you done in relation to the lease fees paid by the CTA of the building? How much research did you do? Where did you find the information?
I got the information from the whole community. Everyone's, I'm not going to say it, but everyone knows what the CTA has been up to over there.
What have they been up to, could I ask?
I don't really think that it's helpful to take this line of questioning because it was, although it didn't say confidential across the top, there is an expectation of professionalism that internal emails wouldn't be circulated and made public fodder in this manner. By drawing more attention to it, I feel like you're actually kind of contributing to...
I'm certainly drawing attention to it when a community organisation...
But it wasn't made public and it's not the view of council. Right. It's the view of one councillor. All right, please be quiet. So do you have any questions?
I have another question. I would like to correct one of the things that was in there. We're not going to tender. We are for sale.
Yeah, you need to be quiet, though. You've answered the question. Okay, now I will have to use the gavel. All right, you have to be quiet and you have to ask questions.
I'd like to ask Councillor Curtis.
Well, we kind of have not adhered to that for a long time, so
we don't bother about that in this room. Never have, anyway. Mm. Councillor Curtis, I'd like to know from Councillor Curtis, because it's in the minute, it's in the agenda, what are the pie in the sky projects that you are talking about? Because I don't know.
Damn trail you went and sold
on us. The what?
I would caution you to think carefully about your answers.
I'd like to show you one of our projects.
A promotional trailer a few years back for promotion. That's what I'm talking about, pie in the sky promotions. You waste money on promotional stuff. You should be giving it to the community, not on that stuff.
Is that the end of the answer?
Let the Shire do it.
Four community groups within this project, four community groups, and people like Natalie at Mushe Tree Farm, a whole range of people, and that's a pie.
All right, that's enough.
So what I would call on council to consider that Councillor Curtis apologised to the CTA. I know.
Well,
that's entirely
we'll discuss
up to
that.
Guys, but if you want to sit,
okay.
I rest my case, thank you.
Okay, thank you. That's enough. Any further questions? Thank you, Chris.
How do you follow that?
Well, that's what I'd like.
Thank you for
the
Don't say
you're a member of the CTA.
Well, this is a volunteer.
Shush.
And I'm a volunteer, so I know what volunteers.
All right, that's enough, Councillor Curtis.
That's totally uncalled for, and I think you need to be sanctioned if you're going to keep that attitude up. It's totally disrespectful
Please.
To the position and to this council, John.
Ask the question.
Just be quiet or else I'll have to use my gavel.
So in relation to item 11, I personally am extremely offended by that term pie in the sky. Personally, I have put in over 200 hours in the last 2 months to try and get an event up here in conjunction with the CTA and the Spring Festival, which we've been doing every year for a long, long time. And that offended me to think that's a pie in the sky event that's taking place. And just, will you, John, please keep quiet while I talk, all right? I'll have to ask the chairman to put you out of the room in the naughty corner.
Sorry, I was just trying to verify what item 11 was because I didn't think there was anything on here specifically. It's just minutes, yes.
Is it? I think it is. Have I got that wrong?
Yeah, yep.
The other thing, I think it's very offensive to former presidents and treasurers who are no longer with us, and particularly Alex Douglas, and also to Bob Blizzard. Those two men in particular worked extremely long hours to encourage tourism in this town. And the events that they had brought people into this town, etc. And they are to be encouraged for that. And I don't think it's pie-in-the-sky things that they have been doing there.
As I mentioned, that doesn't reflect the view of council. That was one councillor's opinion.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's just that term that came up and it was very offensive. I also like to remind council, and they're more than likely fully aware of it, that in, I think it was 2002, the state government handed back tourism to the handed tourism responsibility to the shires. Is that local government to local government? So there is a responsibility that we as a shire are, we need to actually promote tourism and get that going. There's an obligation to do that from that point of view. In relation to some of the funds, just let me quickly before I ask my question, because I noticed there that chart there, the yearly costs to the shire. I think I'd like to add to that, and that's via the Ravim survey that was done some time ago. The actual cost per resident for the year, and I'll go through some of the units that we are. The Shire's paying out to the Bindoon Hall $9.44 per person for the use of that hall. The Brockman Centre, $4.60 per person that uses that area. The Chinkabee Complex, $1.95. The Chittering Health Service, $4.34 goes for a person that uses it. I won't go into Ferguson House, that's become a bit of a whitewash and just sitting there doing nothing. The Lower Chittering Hall, $12.63 per person per year, it's costing for the use for the people that use that hall. The Mushay Hall, $3.55. The Sundowner Park, $5.84. Wannamal Hall, $30.47. It's costing the Shire for the people that use that. I don't have a problem. Wannamal needs assistance. They're the poor cousins up the top end. The Tourism Centre, Post Office, 0.86 cents. I repeat that, 0.86 cents to every user that uses that. Yeah, so I think that when you look at those figures, etc., that is very cost-effective use of those figures. So I put the question to you, Madam President, that Councillor Curtis should apologise for using such an inane and a derogatory term in his motion, as such as pie in the sky. And secondly, I would suggest that if there's no apology, that that particular motion be withdrawn and or amended before it's voted on to remove that term out of it, before it's public.
I don't think that was actually in the motion, that term.
It is.
It's in the commentary. It's not the actual motion.
Yeah, in the commentary. Yeah.
What? Okay. No, I can't imagine that the Shire officers would have put it into the motion. But to reassure you, I will have a conversation with Councillor Curtis, and failing an apology from him, I will write to the Tourist Association and just clarify Council's position on that.
Thank you.
Is there any further questions? No? Not keen to follow? All right, thank you very much.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's all right, they're working tonight.
Yeah.
No reverb. Okay. We do not have any presentations, petitions or deputations. Do we have any applications for leave of absence? Nope. Okay. Confirmation of minutes. Do I have a councillor move the motion to accept the minutes held on Wednesday, the 8th of August, 2021, please? Councillor Ross, a seconder. Councillor Campbell. All those in favour, or is there any amendments? No. Are you in favour of accepting the minutes, Councillor Curtis? Yes. That is 7-0. The That brings us to item 8, announcement from the presiding member, which I do have. As this is the last ordinary meeting of council prior to the election on 16th of October 2021, I'd just like to thank Councillor Peter Osborne for his 6 years serving as a councillor with the Shire of Chittering. Councillor Osborne also held the office of Deputy President from 2016 to 2019. During this time, Peter has represented council on the following committees and advisory groups: the Audit Committee, Chittering Australia Day Advisory Group, Chittering Education Scholarship Group, Chittering Tourist Association, Local Emergency Management Committee, Local Recovery Coordination Committee, Walga Avon Midland Country Zone, Avon Regional Organisation of Councils, Midwest Wheatbelt Joint Development Assessment Panel, Rural Water Council of WA, Wannamal Community Centre, and Wheatbelt North Regional Road Group. Thank you, Peter, and I would also like to wish all 9 nominees the best of luck in the upcoming election, which is also Councillor Ross and Councillor Beck Fawkes Taylor, who you see before us. They were up for re-election also. So best of luck to everyone for those 9 people. And I believe Councillor Osborne would like to also make an announcement.
Yeah, thank you. Life moves on, and Colin and I are great believers in having the exit strategy. But as late as Thursday morning last week, I was still considering nominating, and then we picked 39 kilos of asparagus and I decided I'd change my mind. We believe that now is the right time to move on, which meant not nominating. And as our process moves forward, Wootra will be going on the market in the very near future. Bit sad, but things move on. I've thoroughly enjoyed my 6 years on council, those had its tough moments. I'd like to express my thanks to the councillors and the 4 CEOs who've had the privilege to work with, Gary, Alan, Neil and now Matt, and to the wonderful staff who make this place tick. Good luck to the new council, who no doubt will come in with a different set of views and send this Shire off in a different trajectory. And I wish Beck and Carmel the best in the elections. Thank you.
DS01-09/21, preparation of Scheme Amendment 73, exempting development approval in the water-prone special control area. We have before us an officer recommendation. Do I have a councillor to raise that motion? Councillor Ross and seconded Councillor Fawkes Taylor. Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam President. One of the state government priorities that was announced by the minister after the election earlier this year was a wish to endeavour to simplify local government procedures to kind of reduce red tape. And it seems to me that this motion is an attempt locally to achieve just that, because it's endeavouring to take away the need for applications from some of those who are seeking to do minor works on their properties. So I think it's a good step. It will take a burden off both our officers, who spend more time than $147 per case on this, and certainly off the people of the Shire who wish to do minor projects on their property. So very happy to support this.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillor Fawkes Taylor.
Thanks, Madam President. I support this motion, as it does alleviate some of the workload for the officers, and as Carmel raised, it does. They do tend to do more than the 147 that it takes to complete the process. So it's a good motion moving forward, and streamlines the process for the Shire. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Fawkes Taylor. Is there any other comment from councillors? I did have a little bit of a reservation with regards to the outbuildings, which could be sheds or barns or workshops, but I'm reasonably convinced now that that will still go through a building approval process. So I'm happy to support this motion without that amendment now. If there's no further comment, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? 7-0, that motion is carried. Okay, DS02-0921, request for tenure over Road Reserve Chittering Road. We have before us a councillor motion, an officer recommendation. Do I have a councillor to raise that as a motion? Councillor Campbell, a second. Councillor Fawkes-Taylor. Councillor Campbell.
Thanks, Madam President. Whilst we're not really looking to distribute water around the area, whilst we have, I suppose, water security issues going forward in the environment, I think this is worthwhile experimenting and seeing if the person can, you know, just try and get water around the area, some kind of water security. So it has my support.
Thank you, Councillor Campbell. Councillor Fawkes-Taylor.
Thanks, Madam President. Look, this has been an ongoing request from the client. I don't know how else to address that. Community member.
Applicant.
So, look, I think that this is probably the best result that we can achieve for the application for water usage. And as Councillor Campbell has suggested, it's a good experiment to see the direction that we can take. So I'm happy to support this recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Fawkes-Taylor. Is there any other comment from councillors? Okay, in which case I will put that to the vote. All those in favour? 7-0, that motion is carried. There are no technical services items this evening, which brings us to corporate services. CS01-0921, list of accounts paid for the period ending 31st of August 2021. We have before us an officer recommendation, which I will move as a motion to endorse the following list of accounts paid as per attachment one. Do I have a councillor to second that? Councillor Osborne. I didn't see anything that was alarming in that. It all seems to be as per what we would expect for budgeted amounts, so I'm happy to accept those reports. Hang on. No. Councillor Osborne, no comment? Councillor Curtis?
Madam President?
Yes.
There's one here for membership for local health authority, analytical committee, $1,500.
Okay, I might ask our Executive Manager of Corporate Services, Melinda Prindis-Lew, to provide the answer to your questions in order. Sorry? She'll take that on. Okay.
And
the CEO can answer that question.
So the local health analytical advisory committee does food testing around the state, and so they do sampling. So that's our membership to allow our environmental health officer to undertake food testing, which is a requirement of the Shire to do under the health laws.
I've got a few more, Madam President.
Yep.
Thanks, Matthew. This one I've got the item 57, the entire fire management in Bindoon Dewa Road, $36,000.
I could guess that it would be a burn-off, but I'll get our CEO to answer that.
Yeah, so our bushfire risk officer, which was a position that council put in a couple of years ago, was successful in getting $500,000 fire mitigation grant. So as part of that on Dewa's Pool Road, we did undertake fire mitigation work. So it's fully funded by the grant, and that we weren't able to burn off because it was too close to the fence line, but it was mechanical removal of the kind of debris on the road.
Another one?
Got another one, Madam President. Rusty's Unit 6, 11 Edmund Street.
That's a plumber.
That's the plumber.
So I'd imagine that's building maintenance would have been required.
I think it was two taps, washers, or it must have been washers, and a leaking shower. That was $286. Then, well, I don't know if it was the same date, but then he come back, or there's another blockage in the shower, replaced it with a shower head rose. That was another $286. $510 for one little unit.
As a landlord, we are responsible for fixtures
that.
And fittings. Yep. So that would have been a plumber's bill for necessary.
Should have been a plumber.
Maintenance.
Instead of a counsellor.
That would have been covered under our purchasing policy
regulation. And Chittering Pest Control in Brockman Centre, $1,700. And there's an ant problem down there. I don't know if they've solved that.
And again, because we own that building, that is our responsibility.
It's a lot of money.
Mm. It is. That main is what it costs. Do you have any further questions?
No, I haven't.
Thank you. There's no further comment from councillors. I'll put that to the vote to accept those accounts paid. All those in favour? That is 7-0. That motion is carried. Got CS02-09/21 monthly financial report for the period ending 31st of August 2021. I will raise that officer recommendation to accept those financial reports as a motion. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Ross? Again, that all looked to be what we would expect for that month, so I had no queries with those reports. I'm happy to accept them. Councillor Ross? Is there any further comment from councillors? In which case, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? 7-0. Which brings us to Chief Executive Officer. CEO 01-09/21, Sheriff Chittering Sport and Recreation Plan 2021-2031. I would like to foreshadow a motion that we lay this on the table until the new council is elected, given it's a 10-year plan. So we have an officer recommendation before us. Is there a councillor to raise that motion? Raise the officer recommendation. Yes, Councillor Ross. Seconder.
I'll second.
Councillor Angus.
Madam President, I'd also like to propose an amendment to the report rather than to the plan, which I imagine is possible.
Yeah, the way you did your amendments, fine. Yeah.
Okay. So I think the minutes secretary has the amendment. What I propose is to make an amendment to replace one paragraph in the preamble of the plan with what is going up on the screen now. And I won't read it all because it's probably easier for you to read it yourselves, but I believe it will be of value. This is a public document. It's a planning document. It will be of value to those who will be the users and readers of this to have a little bit more background information about the population profile of this shire, because a great deal of what's in the report, in the plan, really deals with what's needed where. And so to have some population data, I think, will be helpful. So my amendment is that section be added to replace one paragraph, which in the attachments is on page 4, the final paragraph.
I'll second that.
Thank you.
So any comment on the amendment from councillors?
Yes, I'd just like to say Councillor Ross has raised a very, very valid point that in a plan like this we do certainly need to be able to see what areas of our shire's population we're dealing with and planning for.
Thank you, Councillor Angus. Councillor Ross? or you did speak to the
I think I've already said enough, thank you.
So on that point, when does the census figures come out from the census we just did? Does anyone know?
Probably next year, early next year.
I'm not sure exactly, but normally it's the following year. Yeah. It is quite a stretch between when it's taken and when you get the figures.
Mm. Yeah, because if we're still using 2016 as our most current, when there's only, you know, some months away from getting the more up-to-date information.
It is, but we have no reason to believe the population has gone down. In fact, if anything,
our growth areas are
more likely. And as I've included in just at the bottom there, that I would assume that shire officers would up. You know, a plan is always updated as things change and more data becomes available. So I would assume that another column for 2021 census goes in as soon as that data becomes available. But this is what we have at the moment, so it's and it actually shows the trend data that we need to understand in order to do sensible planning for sport and recreation.
Just a point of order, do these plans get updated as more relevant information, or is it at these reviews that we're accepting the...
It would be through a review process, so the next time the plan is reviewed, then we would update the data to include the newer data.
It wouldn't be every year.
No, not as... It's updated. No, it's not alive.
So within this plan, we've talked about a 2-yearly review. There's nothing to prevent that review from happening sooner. And the way that we have now structured the long-term financial plan, that long-term review is happening on a yearly basis. So if there were major amendments to that, which then affected the sport and rec plan, you'd expect the review to be quicker than that 2-year cycle.
Thank you for that answer. Is there any further comment on the amendment from councillors? In which case I put the amendment to the vote. All those in favour? 7-0, the amendment is carried. Did you speak to the motion or just go straight to the amendment? Okay. So do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor
Ross? Sure. Thanks, Madam President. This to me is a particularly important planning document, and that's not to suggest that other plans don't matter, but when you look at the responsibilities of local government, certainly we hold responsibility for roads and for dealing with rubbish. A third major portfolio, if you like, of local government is in fact sport and recreation, more so than most other things. It's one of our major responsibilities. So to have a plan that has been prepared, integrated with the long-term financial plan, aligned with this year's budget for this year, I think it's just a very important step forward to have these integrated plans. And as my amendment noted, one of the reasons I initially stood for council was because it troubled me immensely that there seemed to be so little planning and development of new infrastructure facilities, particularly across the southern stretch of the Shire, which is where all of the growth is happening. We've begun to remedy that with the Mewshay project that we approved earlier this year and which we're beginning to work on now, but there is still more to do. So I think it's critical that we put this plan in place and kind of get on with it so that the next council in and those who follow them over the 10 years have a guiding document.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillor Angus?
Yes, thank you. I agree with Councillor Ross. I think it's important that we get this put through. The current council are the ones who have helped put this together, met with the community groups, discussing what's needed, looking at the direction we're going. With the remote possibility that we were to have 3 new Green councillors by the next meeting, I think it's unfair when they've had no discussion, no input or whatever, to then put it on them. We've done the work, we need to get it through.
Thank you, Councillor Angus. Any other councillors? Which case I'd like to say something. I think that the candidates that are running in the election who will be the new 3 councillors are actually going to have a unique opportunity to get quite a lot of community feedback over the next couple of weeks So I feel like they will probably have it quite fresh in their mind, actually, what are the community's concerns and their aspirations and what they would like to see happening, and then they can review and see if that aligns with this plan. So I just feel that this close to an election, we should hold over 10-year plans for that month or two, and particularly with the census information, if there's anything that could be added in from that. So I'm in favour of holding it over. But are there any other comments from councillors?
Just that's right of reply, Madam President, yes. If I may. I appreciate the points that you've made and don't disagree with them, but we remember that this plan was based on a very large Shire-wide survey that was done perhaps late last year, early this year. I can't remember the timing of it. So, in fact, it was one of the, if you like, best consulted initiatives that we've done for a long time. So I don't believe it would change radically with the views of three new councillors coming in. And I think the other thing, as Councillor Angus indicated, you know, in the last couple of months we've passed a budget, a long-term financial plan, and last year our economic development plan. This almost becomes part of that suite of plans. So to separate them, I think, is not necessarily helpful. It's not, I think we're best to have the whole lot together. They are plans. Any future council can come to a view that they want to change something if they wish to.
There's no further comment from councillors. I'll put it all to the vote. Yeah, we did. Sorry. I'm just trying to make sure that we've got the one with the amendment in it now up on the screen. All those in favour? 6. Those against? 1. The motion is carried. Agenda item CEO02-09/21, Lower Chittering Hall Replacement Project Reference Group. We have before us an officer recommendation to appoint the people that put in their nominations. Do I have a councillor to raise that motion? Councillor Ross? Second, and Councillor Campbell? Councillor Ross?
Sorry to interrupt, but it says Alison Evans when above it talks about Amanda Evans. Sorry, but it's inappropriate. Further up, it says Amanda Adams.
No,
it's a typo, so it should be able to be changed, and it could be changed in accepting of the minutes in the next.
The mover and seconder can agree to change a minor word.
Do you agree, mover and seconder, to change that minor word?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes. Well, we've only got a mover so far. Do we have a seconder, Campbell?
I'm sure she wouldn't think it's a minor word.
No.
So we haven't got to do anything to it, have we?
No, because it was just a typo. Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam President. This is a really important initiative. We've had, let's say, a very unsatisfactory and unfortunate situation with a previous initiative that was proposed for Lower Chittering, which did not proceed following a council resolution to that effect. That doesn't change the fact that there is a need to develop something in Lower Chittering to provide for what we've seen a little earlier as our largest population locality in the Shire. So it's very important to get this reference group up and running. It's heartening that there are 6 community members who have put their hand up to be part of it. That's excellent. And I'm very personally pleased that the councillors who have put their hand up to be part of it as well, because it will... I'm conscious that, as council knows, I chair the Musho group at the moment. That was a project that, if you like, started at a different point because council had made a clear decision to go ahead, engage an architect, and the task is one of simply putting the project together into its final form. The project was there. This one is starting pretty much with a blank page, and so the work of this reference group is a really big task to get their head around what will meet the needs of the community we have in lower tutoring in future years. So I'm delighted to support this and delighted at the people who have put their hand up to be part of it.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillor Campbell.
Thank you, Madam President. Councillor Ross pretty much summarised it perfectly. I'd just like to thank everyone who did put their hand up and is prepared to go down the journey with us. So, yeah, thanks to all the residents.
Thank you, Councillor Campbell. Any other comments from councillors? Just to also say that it's actually quite good when you get more applicants than what you were looking for in these sort of things as well, because sometimes we have to go out and canvass people to try and just to get the numbers. So it's encouraging that we are getting a lot more interest from the community and being involved in the strategic planning. So thank you very much to those people that have put their hands up. If there's no further comment, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? 7-0, that motion is carried. CEO 03-0921, Regional Economic Development Grant for Bindoon Mountain Bike Park. We have before us a motion or a officer recommendation to be raised as a motion. Do I have a councillor to raise that? Councillor Osborne? Councillor to second that. I will second that. Councillor Osborne?
No, thank you. The mountain bike park proposal is a really important economic driver for the Shire, and I for one am 100% behind it, and I'm very pleased that we've actually been able to find another funding source. I'm not totally convinced that BBRF will come good, but I haven't been told to the contrary at the moment. Yes, I thoroughly support it. I think it's a great project for the Shire. I'm just unhappy I won't be here to see the project finished. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Osborne. I think that does sum it up quite well. I certainly like to reward the diligence when our officers are finding additional funding sources and taking advantage of those opportunities. So everything we can do to try and reduce the cost that has to come out of the Shire's pocket and increase, you know, the disbursement of funds from other sources is certainly a move in the right direction, because this project is quite well supported in the community and has a lot of benefits going for it. So very happy to support this motion. Is there any comments from other councillors? No, in which case I put this to the motion. All those in favour? 7-0, that motion is carried. Item 10, reports of committees. COM 01-09/21, Mushe Recreation Centre Reference Group Minutes. I have before us a officer recommendation to receive those minutes. Do I have a councillor to raise that motion? Councillor Ross, seconder for that. Councillor Angus. Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam President. As I mentioned a moment ago, I chair this reference group, and they're a good bunch. We've had three meetings. This is only the minutes of the first meeting, so there'll be more coming through at future meetings. They're working well. It is a challenging task because there are budgets to be adhered to, but they're good people, and the minutes are a good reflection of what took place at the first meeting.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillor Angus. No further comments from other councillors, in which case I put that motion to the vote. All those in favour? 7-0, that motion is carried. Which brings us to item 11, motions of which previous notice has been given. We have MOT 01-09/21. Councillor John Curtis, claim on post office licence sale. We have before us a motion, which I'm assuming you would like to raise, Councillor Curtis. Do we have a Councillor to second that motion? No seconder? That will lapse for want of a seconder, so that motion won't be heard tonight. Item 12, questions from members without notice. We have none. Yes. Councillor Curtis.
President, last year had the rates, it says compulsory waste collection service, and this year it's waste management service. Now, does this need a council resolution to change this wording?
Is that your question?
Yes.
Yes.
It's actually questions to staff.
Oh, it's questions to staff. Questions without notice is for us to question the Shire, so that will be for
question
the
council.
So we did have some discussion throughout the budget process around the wording of the fee. We went back to the original source legislation, and we were calling it a waste collection fee, but it's actually under legislation a waste disposal fee. So we went through and updated it, and it did become a decision of council, because council votes on it through their budget decision, that the wording be the collection of the waste management fee.
Would it come before council?
Yep.
This so council?
It's part of the budget decision, that fee.
Well, I must have been asleep.
No, yet.
I've got another question, Madam President. Do you know if we've got a policy on mining in the Jawamar Forest?
I believe that will be answered by our CEO.
So I know we have a general presumption against mining within the Shire, and we have been updating, working with the Mining Advisory Group to update it. Where the mining activities are proposed to take place, it's not actually in our Shire, so we can't create a policy against it because it's not in our Shire. We do have the general presumption, but in the end, most of mining activities will go ahead under the Department of Mines, and we don't really get a say in whether they do go ahead or not.
Yeah, it's not that to go ahead, but just the Shire's view on the mining.
So our view is a general presumption against mining, so the view is that...
Would it need a council resolution?
No, so generally the Department of Mines, so any mining goes through a state government process, so that's through Department of Mines for Environmental, EPA, DEWA, all those sorts of things. Essentially, it doesn't, apart from maybe structures potentially, but it doesn't need planning or building or anything like that. It's just outside of our purview, really, as a Shire.
I know that we are formalising it as a position statement as such, but it's still being worked on. So do you have, is that the extent of your questions?
Yes.
Thank you. Item 13, new business of an urgent nature introduced by a decision of the meeting. We do not have any. Item 14, meeting closed to the public, matters for which the meeting may be closed. We have a procedural motion because we do have one item for which we will read the resolution out. So if you wait outside, we'll call you back in.
See you on the oval on Sunday.
Yeah. Yes.
Sure you keep the sun gods out. Right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Are you going? Okay, I just have an unrelated question to ask. Thank you. Matters which may be closed under the terms of the Local Government Act 1995, Section 5.232 CE, 2, if a meeting is being held by council, by committee, do I have to read this whole thing out? Do I have a councillor to raise this procedural motion? Councillor Osborne, I will second that. Any comment, Councillor Osborne? I'll just say the comment that it's in relation to an employee matter, so that's why it needs to be a confidential item. All those in favour of moving behind closed doors? That's 7-0. That motion is carried. And so do I turn this off now?